It stretched before them to a misty east, a tranquil land of rich black soil, wide, slow-moving rivers, and hundreds of small lakes that shone like mirrors in the sun, protected on all sides by its sheltering peaks. Wheat and corn and barley grew high in the fields, and even in high garden the pumpkins were no larger, nor the fruit any sweeter than here. They stood at the western end of the valley, where the high road crested the last pass and began its winding descent to the bottom lands 2 miles below. The vale was narrow here, no more than half a day's ride across, and the northern mountains seemed so close that Captain could almost reach out and touch them. Looming above them all was the jagged peak called the Giant's Lance, a mountain that even mountains looked up to, its head lost in icy mists 3.5 miles above the valley floor. Over its massive western shoulder flowed the ghost torrent of Alyssa's tears. Even from this distance, Captain could make out the shining silver thread bright against the dark stone. When her uncle saw that she had stopped, he moved his horse closer and pointed. "It's there, beside Alyssa's tears. All you can see from here is a flash of white every now and then, if you look hard and the sun hits the walls just right." Seven towers, Ned had told her, like white daggers thrust into the belly of the sky, so high you can stand on the parapets and look down on the clouds.
End of Disc 12.